My name is Lori Berenson. I'm a U.S. citizen and a political prisoner. I am serving my 11th year of a 20-year sentence in Peru. This essay was written from my cell in Huacarí's prison. Peruvian elections. Finally, the Peruvian elections are coming up. On April 9, Peruvians will vote for their president and congressional representatives. As odd as it may sound, Peru has been living in a quasi-electoral period since about 2002. Most of the actors in the current campaign have been campaigning for years now, although none of the viable candidates have platforms that would create meaningful socioeconomic change. In Latin America, over the last few years, moderate, progressive, and nationalist candidates have come to power through elections. This seems to indicate that voters mark their ballots against the social and economic neoliberal models. However, once in power, how much can a government do when any just measures would be contrary to the mandates of the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the White House? In Peru, a country with less than 30 million in population, there are 24 presidential candidates. Among the few that have any chance of winning, the majority represent the right wing. But more than any particular candidate, what is really winning in the polls is indecision and a lack of faith in the political electoral system in general. One wonders if any of these 24 candidates could make Peru a more livable place for its citizens. I certainly doubt it. Only time will tell the outcome. From Huacarí's prison in northern Peru, this is Lori Berenson. This commentary was produced by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio and read by Aura Bogado.